named Fritz Thyssen, who wrote a book of confessions called I Paid Hitler. Professor Sutton lists Rockefeller Standard Oil, Henry Ford's Ford Motor Company, J.P. Morgan's General Electric, ITT, and the DuPonts as suppliers for Germany's rearmament program. But why on earth would Jewish bankers and corporations finance a monster like Adolf Hitler? It is a well-known fact that Adolf Hitler went to great lengths to cover up his family history, even arranging for the assassination of Austrian Chancellor Dollfuss, who investigated Hitler's family. The Dollfuss file, now in the hands of the British Secret Service, revealed that Adolf Hitler's grandmother, named Maria Anna Schickelgruber, worked in Vienna as a live-in housemaid at Solomon Rothschild's manor next to his hotel. The information was traced through her compulsory registration card. Solomon Rothschild was one of Mayor Rothschild's five banker sons. Separated from his wife, Solomon had a reputation with police as a lecherous womanizer. When Maria Anna Schickelgruber's pregnancy was discovered, she was dismissed. Adolf Hitler, the grandson of Solomon Rothschild, earned a reputation as the most evil man the world has ever known. But more evil than Adolf Hitler were the men who created and financed him. Hitler's revolutionary activities in Germany landed him in prison for 5 years. This so-called prison was Landsberg Castle, a comfortable, privileged pastoral setting where Hitler was groomed for the job of Führer. His coaches, Rudolf Hess and Hermann Göring, helped him write the infamous book Mein Kampf. Upon his release, the book was widely circulated, and Hitler traveled throughout Germany, delivering prepared speeches with Rothschild-Warburg financing via the secret Thule and Viril societies. "The Jews were to blame," shouted Hitler, "for the humiliation of the Versailles Treaty and for Germany's financial ruin." What possible explanation could there be for Jewish businessmen supporting an anti-Semitic madman like Adolf Hitler and the extermination of millions of innocent Jews? One of the world's dirtiest secrets is that the exterminated Jews in Nazi Germany were not considered real Jews. They were considered Khazar Russians.